Hollywood celebrities pen letter opposing Paramount Warner Brothers Discovery merger. More than 1,000 Hollywood figures have signed a letter opposing the proposed merger between Paramount Skydance and Warner Brothers Discovery. In the April 13th letter, the group of actors, directors, and industry professionals argued that the acquisition would further consolidate an already concentrated media landscape, reducing competition at a time when they say the industry can least afford it. The group said such consolidation would lead to fewer opportunities for creators, fewer jobs across productions, higher costs, and less content choice for global audiences. The signatories said that if completed, the merger would reduce the number of major U.S. film studios to just 4. They stated that ongoing consolidation had already contributed to a decline in mid-budget and independent films, along with a narrowing of storytelling diversity as decision-making has become concentrated among a small number of powerful companies. Among the signatories were filmmaker Adam McKay and actors including Ben Stiller, Bryan Cranston, Cynthia Nixon, Glenn Close, and Jane Fonda. The proposed $110 billion transaction, among the largest media deals in history, was agreed to in February. It awaits a shareholder vote and regulatory approval. A competing bid from Netflix ultimately fell short during negotiations. The deal follows a broader wave of consolidation in Hollywood, including the Walt Disney Company's 2019 acquisition of 20th Century Fox for $71.3 billion. David Ellison, chief executive of Paramount Skydance, has said the combined company would continue operating Paramount and Warner Brothers as separate film studios while aiming to release around 30 theatrical films annually. However, Paramount has also acknowledged that overlap between the two companies would likely result in substantial job cuts. The April 13th letter also said that consolidation had weakened independent distribution channels, international sales opportunities, profit participation structures, and even proper credit attribution for creatives. According to the group, these changes have had a cascading economic impact on tens of thousands of workers across smaller production companies and related industries. The signatories warned that approving additional large-scale mergers would deepen these challenges by further reducing competition and creative independence. They called for stronger regulatory oversight, arguing that both economic stability and cultural diversity depend on maintaining a more competitive media landscape. The letter also praised California Attorney General Rob Bonta and other state attorneys general for reviewing potential legal action to block the deal. In response to the letter, Paramount said Monday that the merger would expand, not restrict, creative opportunities. The company stated that combining complementary strengths would allow for more projects to be greenlit, greater support for talent, and a wider global reach for storytelling. This transaction uniquely brings together complementary strengths to create a company that can greenlight more projects, back bold ideas, support talent across multiple stages of their careers, and bring stories to audiences at a truly global scale, the studio said. The Epic Times has reached out to Warner Brothers for comment on the letter, but did not hear back by publication time. In March, the Department of Justice refuted claims Paramount would have an easier road to regulatory approval partially due to Paramount CEO David Ellison's father, billionaire Oracle co-founder Larry Ellison, having a close connection with President Donald Trump. The idea that somehow enforcement has been politicized is ludicrous, acting Assistant Attorney General Omid Asafi, who declined to comment on the ongoing probe, said last month. I think even Ted Sarandos has been very vocal about the fact that he had a very open and fair and thorough review under us, Asafi said, referring to the Netflix CEO. The Associated Press and Reuters contributed to this report.